everyone. I'm Rachel here with Ari, and we're your hosts for the Merry Writer podcast. This week, we're on episode 216, and we're asking, what should you include in character profiles? Before we dive into the topic, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you're listening if you haven't already. And if you enjoy the show, please share it with friends and feel free to write a review. All right, before we talk about anything about what you should include in your character profiles, first, do you need a character profile? No, you do not. It doesn't matter if you're a planner or a pantser, you don't need to have a character profile. Only create one if you want. But if you do, it doesn't have to be for every character. And you certainly don't need to have a huge amount of details. You can kind of pick and choose what you want to include. But there are plenty of benefits to having a character profile. And those, you know, it allows you to get to know your characters on a deeper level, regardless of that information needing to be in the actual book. And it also allows you to remember things about your characters so you don't accidentally contradict yourself or repeat yourself in the story later. I used to create a lot of profiles, and they were pretty in-depth before writing as part of my outlining process, but I don't anymore. Now I kind of list the basics about them and keep a bulleted list handy to write down anything notable about my characters that I don't want to forget or accidentally change as I write the story. So I kind of create these profiles as I write, and I don't add nearly as much information in them as I used to.
It is funny how I think when you start writing, it's instinctive to write these huge character profiles. I mean, there's all this stuff everywhere and, oh, do this and do that. And I was the same. I had like pages and pages of character profiles for every character, not the main characters, not even for the main and secondary characters, right? You know, tertiary characters, characters who have just been mentioned once. And I'm like you, I don't do that as much anymore because who the frick has the time to do that? Seriously. I do make profiles for my main characters and only for the ones in that specific book at the time. Like I am, the Blessed that I'm writing is a trilogy, but some of the characters don't come up until book 2 and 3. I am not writing their profiles because they're not in it yet. I am not doing that much, you know, that much extra work. I stick to the characters in the book. And yeah, I do like to have character profiles for, like you said, basics that just keep you on track. You won't believe the number of times I've had to stop writing and go down to the bottom of my Scrivener file where I've kept the profiles to check something because I totally forgot, is that person got, you know, are they left-handed? Are they right-handed? Where did I put that score? It's little things, and just having it down somewhere easy is helpful. But yeah, if you've got pages and pages and pages, it's so much more stuff to go through, isn't it?
And it's all needless stuff too. I used to have packets per character. Like I would have like a thick packet created that's stapled. And it was so ridiculous and such a waste of paper. But I actually, on Scrivener, I have a list of characters in my novel. And the way I do it in order of appearance. And all the like the minor characters, the secondary characters that don't need a character profile, I make sure to leave a note next to them just to say like who exactly they are and why they're important to the story and like what purpose they serve to the story. Because otherwise, if they don't really serve much of a purpose within the book, they probably don't need to exist. But then my main male protagonist and my main female protagonist, they have their own character profile. But again, it's all on Scrivener. I'm not printing anything out, no wasting paper or ink, and it's not pages and pages long. So those character profiles, I pretty much have the basics on there. What do I mean by the basics? Age, name, birthday, occupation, etc. Just like the basic things that you need to know about them. The basics are kind of like the obvious. And again, like their age, you may or may not need to know that within the novel. I mean, obviously for protagonists, depending on your target audience, they should have somewhat of an idea of their age. You don't really need to know their exact birthday. But when it comes to timeline stuff, I like to know my characters' birthdays and the years that they were born and, you know, finagle all that. But my readers don't need to know it. It's just something for me. And also on their character profiles, you should include their physical appearance, their height, weight, if you want. eye color, hair color, body build, etc. Do they have any distinguishing marks, scar, birthmark? Do they keep good hygiene? Do they wear glasses? What style of clothing do they wear, etc., etc.?
Yeah, I've got to admit, my profiles usually start like that. I almost never have birthdays in, but I do usually have some form of age in and everything. And when it comes to physical appearance, especially things like scars, this is just a point I want to make. It's a good idea to make a note, not just where the scar is, but how it came to be, especially if they got it in the book. Because if you're referring back to it, or like, you know, if they've got a scar because they were in a car accident, you kind of want to remember that. Or if somebody scarred them, it helps to know why they got scarred or how they got scarred. It just means if you're coming back up to it, you're not going to forget and think, oh yeah, I'm sure that was because they had a, you know, they fell down the stairs. It's like, no, actually, that was a car accident you forgot to mention. So I do like to keep things like that in. But yeah, no, the I think, yeah, as you said, the physical appearance. And the thing you mentioned about, like, you make the profile for the main characters and not for the secondary, the smaller characters. What I have is a character list. Now, everybody's on the character list. And that is literally, as I'm writing, as soon as I write a character, I go down and put them on a list in alphabetical order, because it's the only way I can manage. And that is their full name. And then as I'm writing, I might decide, oh, okay, they've got green eyes, or they're left-handed, or they walk with a limp. And if they're a secondary character, that is the only place they get that information. I don't create a profile. I just put that next to their name as a quick reference guide. Whereas the main character, they'll get it on that list as well as a quick reference guide, but it'll also go into their profile. So it is a bit annoying having two things, but honestly, I find it works really well for me, because my quick list is right at the bottom of Scrivener, really quick to get into for, like, oh, you know, what was the last name of the gardener? Or, you know, I'm sure I made him blind in one eye. Which eye was it? And it's just a quicker thing. So I do like having a profile and a character list.
No, that does, because I do that too. I have a list of characters, but I order it from appearance instead of alphabetical. I did used to do alphabetical, but it was actually easier for me to find the characters based on when they show up in the book, kind of like movie credits. And I do that too. I write in, like, little quips about them and why they're important to the book and things like that. Because it does. It helps a lot, and it just saves you time and also saves you a headache in the long run. And I do agree with you about mentioning where they got their scar and things like that. And that's actually something that would be good to put in the background portion of their profile. Like, you can explain why they have that scar, how they got that scar, what events led up to them getting that scar, how they made that enemy, if somebody else gave them that scar. If it was a car accident or something, then obviously that's a different story. But you can also add where they grew up, how was their childhood, what's their family like, are they well educated, what were they like as a child, what significant events happened in their past that result them being who they are during your book. And to go along with the background, it kind of goes hand in hand with their psychology and personality. And that you can explain, how do they get along with people they like or dislike? How do they get along with strangers? Do they dislike change, or do they go with the flow? What are their strengths and weaknesses, virtues and vices? Are they an introvert, extrovert, follower, leader? How do they cope with things? There's so many different things you can add. And again, you don't need to add all of this stuff, but it is good to think about some of them once in a while.
Well, yeah, it's good world building, isn't it? You know, it's like, we are all defined by our experience and how we were raised. You know, if you're raised in an affluent family in an area that doesn't deal with certain types of political issues, you're going to have a very different, like, idea of how the world works compared to someone who maybe grew up in poverty, who struggled with things. You know, we see it all the time in our world, how things can be, how your background, how your childhood, how, what your education, your class system, how that can affect it. Even simple things as your religion can affect it. So having those, it just adds another flavor to world building, even if it's not something that's a big piece of the world. It's like, you know, whether they are highly educated, it's like, is this world divided that way? Is it that big a deal? Or is it like, maybe, oh wow, this is a character who would not normally have been highly educated, so you've got this whole extra layer going to them. If you know, it's like, wow, they stand out because they are highly educated, and they wouldn't normally have been educated because of maybe they came from a different country, maybe they came from a different world, if it's sci-fi. So there's so many extra layers and storylines you can pull from having character profiles with these kind of questions. So yeah, I agree with definitely thinking about these questions and answering them as they pertain to your story and how useful they can be. Definitely.
Well, yeah, it all, like, I mean, like you said, it all kind of adds up and kind of sets the tone for who they are as a character. And it's actually really funny that you mentioned religion, because I didn't include that on this list, but we did have a separate podcast episode where we talked about whether or not you should include your character's religion in their character profile. I don't even remember what episode that was, but if you didn't listen to it, go ahead and listen to it. I'm sure it was a good conversation. I don't really remember. I don't know. But as Ari said, all of that stuff adds up to show who the character is. It kind of snowballs into other aspects of them, such as their communication, like how they typically speak, if they use any slang, what phrases or language they use, do they have an accent, what's their default expression, are they happy-go-lucky and bubbly all the time, are they always smiling at strangers, or are they just indifferent to absolutely everything in the world? I don't know. And from there, it kind of snowballs into their relationships. Are they close with their family? Do they have a large group of friends? Is it easy for them to meet new people? Do they have a love interest, a best friend, a sidekick? And also just their livelihood in general. How did they get to be where they are now? Where do they live? Are they satisfied with their life, or do they long for adventure or a change? There's so much to think about. And I'll reiterate again, you don't need to write all of this stuff inside your novel. Your readers aren't going to need to know all this stuff. But if you want to get to know your characters on a much deeper level, these are all things to think about. And everything that they do, everything that happens to them in their story, the decisions they make, they will make those decisions based on their past events. So it all snowballs. And I know I keep saying snowball, but that's the only vocabulary word I can think of at the time. But also, just for funsies, you can also include their goals and their motivations. I mean, that's pretty important for you to know. Otherwise, why would they be in the book and why would the plot matter to them? So having their goals and motivations is probably important. But you can also include their hobbies, their general likes and dislikes. And also, especially for funsies, you can include interview style questions. Like, you can talk to your character as if they're a real person and ask them, like, what's your greatest fear? What do you consider your greatest accomplishment? Who's your hero? Where's your ideal vacation spot? And all of that fun stuff. And that kind of stuff is good for you to get to know your characters on a deeper level, but it's also fun extra stuff that you can share with your readers through your email list or your website or, you know, anywhere. Or have like a little bonus at the end of your novel or something.
I like the way we always talk about extra things to do and to send to your email list. It's always important to, you know, to give that extra content to get people really invested in your story. The only thing I want to add with regards to character profiles is think about the genre you're writing and tailor it to that. Like, I mostly write fantasy. I also write some sci-fi. And obviously those will often have specialities, whether it's urban fantasy or traditional fantasy. If you're talking about magical systems, that might need to go in there. If you're talking about shapeshifters and they have hierarchies, if you are talking about sci-fi and you've got maybe regions of the universe and the planet systems and how they interact, or, you know, different factions, they might need to go in. So if you're making a character profile, personally, I recommend creating a basic template. That is your basic, what do they look like? How do they act? What is their name? You know, keep the most basic things you'll have in any story. And then build in extra pieces that are useful to your specific story. So if you're writing sci-fi and you need to state that this type of starship pilot compared to that type of starship pilot, or they grew up on these weird, you know, outer ring rigs, that means that they have weird gravity issues with their bones and have a different medical issue, that would go in, but it might not go in a regular one, you know? So think about the specialities connected to the genre you are writing. because some of it won't mean anything. And you'll be better putting in something different that's more specific to that. And the other one is a character profile is not static. Unless you're writing a single book and you have all the information already, if you're writing anything more, sequel, series, trilogies, extra information, your character profile will develop. Because when you first start writing it, maybe your character is quite naive and quite sheltered. If by book 10 they're not, then that needs to go in there. It needs to show that by, you know, book 7 they've come out of their shell, and by book 10 they're leading the army. So if you're using a character profile for building up your character details for consistency and continuity, you want to keep updated with the developments they make. Like, I have a character who gets in a lot of scraps, so she gets scarred quite a lot, and she has shifting alliances. So whenever I'm updating her profile regarding the book I'm writing, whichever one I'm on, I will put in a note, you know, like book 3, no longer allied with this because of this incident. And I will keep that updated because it might come back in book 5. I might have to reference that. So your characters will develop, the alliances will change, the situations, the events will change them. I mean, you might start off with a character who's like very extrovert, very, you know, gung-ho, and then they could hit a tragedy and they could end up being a shut-in, agoraphobic, terrified of everything. So which one do you put on the character profile? Both. And you state why, because it just gives you a nice, fuller set of information for going back to it, especially if you're writing stories and you're going back and forward and you're anything like me and Rachel, where you leave it for a while and then you come back and you've forgotten things. So yeah, just be aware of that too.
That is actually a really good point. I didn't even think about the whole genre piece to it, because yeah, that's kind of like what I do with my character profiles for my mystery stories. I put an emphasis on their career development and their education, because you can't just wake up one morning and decide you want to be a detective. It's just, you need to have an education background. You need to get a degree in that and all that fun stuff. But also, I also agree that your character profile is going to change and develop over time alongside with your character. So you do need to keep it updated. It's not set in stone, and it's okay if things change, if you change your mind, or if your character decides that they don't agree with you and want something else. Totally okay. So overall, your character's profile can be as long or as short as needed. You can write down every nitty-gritty detail or have a bare-bones bolded list. But just remember that it's not set in stone and that you should keep it updated as you write your stories and edit your drafts and so on and so forth. But alternatively, you really don't need to have one at all if that's not how you work. These are just ideas to get you started if you choose to create character profiles. And no matter how you write it or what details you include, you'll need to decide later on which details are important enough to include in your story for readers. So now we're going to turn it over to you guys. Do you typically write profiles for your characters? If so, what other information do you include? Let us know your answers in the comments so we can chat about it. And remember, we release a new episode every Wednesday. Next week, we're discussing what should you consider when being a beta reader. To ensure you don't miss that, don't forget to hit the subscribe button on your way out. As always, thanks for listening to the Merry Writer Podcast. We'll see you next week. This podcast is brought to you by Shiny Objects. We're easily distracted. The music titled Inspired is by Kevin MacLeod, licensed under Creative Commons.